So my name is Jenny Lonick, and I've worked for Alliance Public Schools for about 17 years now. I am an early childhood special education teacher and do the preschool at Kitty Campus. That's me.
How did you get involved with Circle of Security? Did Shauna just reach out to you?
Yeah, she did. Like she had mentioned, she had some funding through her grant, and they were more than happy to send me to, which I'm so thankful they did, which allows, you know, kind of our program to be on the same page. You know, we deal with kids the same way and help them in the same way. So it gives us a lot of continuity throughout our program. So,
cool.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm Shauna Richling, and I also teach for Alliance Public Schools in the preschool, but I have the little ones. I have the toddlers. So, and my program is partially funded through the Sixpence Grant, which is Nebraska Children and Families is who they funnel through, and the Department of Education, but it's Sixpence, Susan Buffett money. So anyway, that's who originally sent us to the training, as Jenny was saying. So I've taught for Alliance Public Schools for a long time. But I think my 21st year in the preschool.
Nice.
So I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So just even like Jenny was saying, it's, you know, when we went to the Circle of Security training, it was just truly life-changing. It's a relationship-based program. So when the first day, we actually got there late because we hit a snowstorm in Broken Bow. Yeah, so anyway, but we caught up quickly, and after that first day, we went to our room, and I was like, I think I've ruined my children. And Jenny's like, you know, Jenny said the same thing, and I said, yeah, well, at least you have time to fix them, I don't. So anyway, I mean, it was just so powerful, even that first day. And then by the end of the week, we were just like, whoa, blown away. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, over time then, especially with some of the bigger behaviors I've had in the classroom, I kept thinking, I need to put into practice what I've learned. And so the more I started incorporating some of these theories, strategies, I don't even know the best word to use, but using some of those in my classroom, it was just truly amazing the changes I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Started having parents ask me, oh my gosh, what do you do? And, you know, so then it's just like, you know, got them on board too, which even takes it one step further when we have parents that get involved in this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes it's hard to have them take that initial step, but once they do, I've never had any negative responses from it, you know, but truly, they're just like, that time goes so quickly and you learn a lot.
Circle of Security happened for me at the perfect time. I had our daughter, we had our daughter Brinley, who was, I think, 3 or 4 years old at the time, and really emotional and high emotions and reactions to things. And I was just to the point, I'm like, I don't know what to do with her, you know? And after taking Circle Security and implementing those strategies into our lives, it totally changed the dynamic in our family. And I felt like the relationship between Brinley and I had come full circle. And even now, you know, I still use Circle Security with both of my kids, and it has made our family life such a pleasant thing. Mm-hmm. And I have a teenager and an 11-year-old, so it was really life-changing for me.
We
left the training and I said to Sean, I said, I can't wait for Brinley to throw a fit because I know what to do. I know what I'm doing now. And it truly just evolved into a beautiful thing in our family. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And so what it is, it's like an 8-week course, but it's video. So we have a little video, and then as facilitator, you stop the video and we have discussion. And then what we learn from week one, you know, when we come back on week two, we discuss, you know, what did you see? You know, so we put into play what their life situation, what we've learned, and that just goes through the week. And I like to say it's kind of like each week builds upon each other. It's kind of like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. You get one piece of that puzzle, and then by week 8, it all fits together, mm-hmm. and you're, yeah, your mind's blown away.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any, like, examples of one kind of tactic that you would learn in Circle of Security?
You know, I think that for me, the big thing is learning about your child's needs. The circle shows you where your child is on the circle and how you're able to meet their needs and what their needs are. You know, an example we use at school a lot, which happens in my classroom a lot, you know, if we have a big outburst or a big behavior or whatever, you know, we'd remove them from the room and I would go with them and sit with them during their emotions, you know, letting them calm down and whatnot, but then kind of talking through, you know, what has happened and things like that. You can't talk to a kid when they're in the midst of an emotional meltdown. So, but they call it being with, and it's, I don't know, chapter, I don't know, 3 or 4?
Three.
And so that's kind of the big thing is being with them, you know, instead of sending your kid to timeout where they're left to, you know, deal with their emotions on their own and, you know, not knowing how they're dealing with it. You're with them mm-hmm. in their emotions and guiding them through that. So,
yeah.
I know. I think that's a beautiful explanation, and that's so true. You know, I was the queen of timeout. And I just don't even use it anymore because, you know, it's, yeah, like they say, we're asking our children to regulate their emotions on their own when they can't regulate them on their own. So that whole concept of being with is so big in the circle and so powerful.
Yeah.
But yeah, and like Jenny said, the circle of security is actually a circle. Mm-hmm. And our children are on the circle. You know, when they're on the top of the circle, they're going out to explore their world. And when they're on the bottom of the circle, they're coming in to have a need met. And so then they go on to explain, you know, what are the specific needs on the top of the circle and what are the specific needs on the bottom of the circle. So seeing and guessing where they are is the first step, and then meeting those needs for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just truly, I mean, it sounds fairly simple, and true when you get it all together, it is really very simple, and it just helps so much
mm-hmm.
to help determine. And then it helps those kids regulate their emotions, too, you know, yeah. and get help regulating their emotions when they need help and being able to do it on their own when that is necessary, too. So it's nice
yeah.
to see that also as they grow and develop.
I think another thing that's really nice, so once you understand the circle, it comes into play with every relationship you have.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on the circle all the time. You know, with adults, it might be you with your spouse or you with your parents or even your pets, we've noticed, are on the circle. So once you understand that circle, it really helps you kind of understand relationships as a whole with everybody in your life, which is really nice.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, another big thing I just love about Circle of Security, they really try to drive home that none of us are perfect mm-hmm. parents. And now that we have the classroom version, you know, none of us are perfect teachers either.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the best we can with what we've got.
Yeah.
And I just love that because truly none of us are perfect. We are going to make mistakes. And that's actually part of Circle of Security too, is rupture and repair. You know, we have ruptures in our relationships. We can also repair those.
Yeah.
They're always pointing out almost through every chapter or multiple times throughout the 8 weeks that it's never too late. You know, like Shauna said, she was worried about, you know, ruining her kids, ruined her kids or whatnot, but which she clearly didn't. But, you know, it's never too late. You know, maybe things aren't going well in your family and your connections and attachments aren't going well with your friendships or whatever, but it's never too late.
Yeah.
And they focus on, you know, there's no such thing as perfect parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have also what they call positive intentionality. You know, we don't sign up to be bad parents. You know, everybody, when they have children, you know, they want to be a good parent. And you got to keep that in the forefront of our mind that, you know, that positive intentionality that we're trying to do our best. We're doing our best, with what we have.
You know, I had just, you know, just being a teacher, you see different trainings and read different things, and I just had read a lot about circular security, and it just, I don't know, it always just kind of intrigued me. Mm-hmm. But the trainings were always far away. I mean, like in Florida or whatever, and it just, I thought, there's no way we're ever going to be able to go, and it's kind of a pricey training. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I got this information from my Sixpence people that there was this training that was going to be offered in Lincoln. And they said, if there's any way that you guys can make this work in your schedules, you need to do it because it's typically not in our area. Mm-hmm. And so we jumped on it, and so glad we did. And now, since COVID and stuff, they do actually have some trainings online.
Oh, cool.
And I think they're still doing those facilitator trainings online, but...
Right. I was just going to say, so this is a facilitator training, but if somebody wanted to take the class, they wouldn't have to go through all of that.
Correct? Oh, gosh, So then if you... if there's a parent out there that wants to participate in Circle of Security, they can reach out to either of us. Of course, and if we're offering a class, you know, like I have one starting this fall with my parents at school. But if there's ever any open slots, I'm happy to take whomever, you know, if there's somebody locally who'd like to come in and take it, then they can. There's a website that you can go to. I'll get that to you. Okay. I'll send you the website so you can
put it in there. The description. Mm-hmm.
That would be great because it's like the Nebraska chapter of the National Early Childhood Association. So you can go on there and they have a calendar and you can see where they're offered. Again, due to COVID, we can facilitate online, which we have done. I don't like them as well as the in-person ones. Some parents prefer it because they can just stay at home and get on their computer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are a possibility. So that's the best way, is to reach out to one of us locally if you are interested in taking the class. But like I said, also the website is a good resource.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The court system is another advocate for Circle of Security. We've seen, unfortunately, you know, kids taken away from families and in the foster care system. And a lot of the judges will recommend that parents take this class before reunification. So the court system sees that, you know, it's a really good asset to families, too, that are struggling.
So how do you prefer people to contact you? Phone number?
Either phone number. I'm okay with that. You know, so they can call us at school. I can give you that phone number, or my personal cell phone is fine. I'll give you that. I actually facilitate more than Jenny does right now, just because of where we are in our lives with our families. And Jenny's very busy with busy athletic children. but yes, reach out, because you never know if we're having a class at the school and, you know, have openings.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it free?
Most of the time, yes, because there are grants in Nebraska that have, in fact, I just got an email that, so like the Nebraska, I don't know, it's some child abuse foundation or something supports a lot of circle security classes. So we just got information on that we could start a class with those funds if we're interested. So if we had a group, we can only have 8 to 10 participants at one time. So if we had enough people that wanted a group, we would be, you know, either Jenny or I could do that. So, I mean, it's, it's really, lots of people. I mean, we have lots of funding sources that we have access to now that we can reach out to.
Which is nice, because at one time they were charging families like $350 to take the class. It can be relatively expensive. So if you have the option to take a class that's already funded, I mean, it's a real gift. I was reading too this morning that Circle Security is transferred into 15 different languages right now.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not just something that, you know, we use here in the United States, that it, you know, it's a worldwide program, a world-renowned program. So, you know, that gives some more validity, you know, to a program that's being you know, transferred into other languages as well. So,
yeah, it is an international program, as Jenny said, and it's research-based, and they've done tons and tons, decades of research on this. So even just like in our readings, you know, when you do different research as a teacher or whatever, so much of what you read fits into the theories and philosophies of Circle of Security. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy, absolutely mind-blowing to me how important this is for a child's development and for us, mm-hmm. you know, as adults too. Just to have those safe and secure relationships in our lives. So, but for more information on that too, you can go to circleofsecurityinternational.org, and that's their official website. And lots of good information on there if people wanted more information.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
Circle of Security, I don't know if I've already said this, but they do now have a classroom version. And I think I did say it's more geared towards, you know, daycare providers, preschools. We are doing it in Emerson this year, the classroom version. So all those teachers will get the training. I do have a grant that I'm doing 10 paraprofessionals in an evening. So, and hopefully we'll have more of that funding later so more of them can do the training also. But I think that's just great. I think, you know, we just, as time goes on and our society changes, we're seeing bigger behaviors in our classrooms. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really hard for these teachers to provide the education they need, but also give the children those relationship needs they need and to handle those behaviors.
Yeah.
So we're giving it, we're doing it, and it's going to be so good for our school. I truly believe that. For our teachers, our students, and their families, it's just going to be a really positive thing.
Yeah, I can imagine those students who have to, you know, use some of the, or witness even you guys practicing some of those techniques are going to really benefit from seeing them in their classroom and then taking them home themselves, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
When we look at what's called Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the base foundation is safety and security. And a lot of these kids are coming to our schools not feeling safe and not feeling secure. So if they're able to feel safe and secure, you know, at our schools, you know, all through Emerson and Kitty Campus, you know, and building this foundation of security and attachment, you know, it's really going to help them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure even too, like, as a parent, it makes it easier to understand your child because, like, without that knowledge, it's just frustrating for...
Yes, for both parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the chapters, too, it's called Shark Music, where you really learn what irritates you as a parent. Mm-hmm. And once you're able to recognize that and kind of give that its fair nod, I guess, then you're able to, you know, deal with the behaviors in your family. So it's kind of a reflective model. I mean, it is a reflective model. I mean, so many times we say, you know, it's directly about the kids, but indirectly it's really about you and how you're feeling and dealing with emotions to be able to handle other people's. So it's very important.
It is fun. It is. Yeah.
And Shauna and I will say this every time. I mean, for the amount of times we've facilitated this course, every single time we get something still out of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much to it. And we've even had parents take it multiple times because they want the refresher or like, oh, I didn't quite get that or I need more information about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we recommend taking it multiple times if you can because there is just so much good information.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Yeah, Thank you for having us.
And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just so glad that the word's getting out there. Nebraska truly is a forerunner in this. I mean, for us having it in our schools, we have like a research specialist that's helping us set goals for our teachers from UNMC. So Nebraska really is strong in this and being recognized for that.